Amen. Brother Joe Chancy, come on up if you would, preacher. And get ready to preach. I'm telling you, I had to get him out of the way. I wanted to do-si-do across the front of the... That ain't bad. The Bible did say to dance. But you don't want to see me try to dance, Brother Gary. It'd be bad. It'd be real bad, brother. Amen. Amen. I appreciate that good mountain music in here tonight. Got a living Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate Brother Joe Chancy, a friend to our family. Preach, preacher, preach.
Yeah, amen.
I'm a half a prophet. I told Brother Mike, I said, you and Brother John, we do this a lot. I said, you and Brother John's going to be preaching tonight. And so I got one of them right. And when y'all get through hearing me, y'all wished I'd have been right. Amen. I love to hear Brother Mike preach. He always helps me.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Brother Sean for having us down this year. And,
amen.
I told him, I said, this is probably one of the best camp meetings I've ever been in.
Amen.
Everybody seems just to get along so well.
Yes, sir.
Seemed like you got the real thing.
Yes,
that's the reason I love Brother Mike. When I met him, I was tired of hanging around that crowd that wanted to fight all the time.
Amen.
I'm not going to be around that crowd.
Right.
I'm done with that. God didn't send us to fight one another.
Amen.
I've asked the Lord to put a love in my heart for the brethren. He said, by this shall all men know that you're my
son. Amen.
Because you went to Hiles Anderson College.
Come on. Yeah.
Because you love one another.
Amen. Yeah.
I know that I got saved when I walked in the church for the first time, and I didn't feel like I was an outsider.
Yeah.
Amen.
I walked in the back door. I felt like I was at home.
Amen.
I feel at home around here. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
The best thing ever happened to you tonight if you just get rid of them stones that you towed around in your pocket.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus said, you without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Come on.
I never want to forget the day, preacher, that God pulled me up out of that horrible pit.
Amen.
I want to preach tonight on when God took me out of the outhouse and put me in the church house.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
You say, why are you tired like that? When I get through preaching, you'll understand why God pulled me out of the outhouse and put me in the church house. I'm going to ask Brother Mike, my good friend, to pray for me tonight. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
How many raised poor? How many raised real poor? I mean, I'm talking about poor. We was raised up with 9 head. I was the youngest. And for years, I've always been tall, but I was so skinny. Everybody asked me, said, why in the world are you so skinny? And your brothers is all heavy set. I said, well, beat me down and steal my food. And that was the truth. Buddy, they would literally take it away from you because we just didn't have a whole lot to eat. We were so poor at Christmas time, Daddy would go out behind the smokehouse and shoot the shotgun, tell all us youngers that Santa Claus had committed suicide. We were poor. Daddy wanted to do something special for Mama one Christmas. So he found some carpet at the city dump, brought it home, and we carpeted the bathroom. And Mama liked it so good, we just took the rest of the carpet and rolled on up to the house. Yeah. Yeah. Some of y'all get that right there, amen. Psalms chapter 40. Good to see my good friend, Brother Don Crider, here tonight. I love you, Brother Don. And went fishing last week. We spent a couple of days together. What a joy that was. And refresh my spirit, Brother Don. I love you. And I love you, boys. Amen. I heard you had your nephew here tonight. Appreciate him. My friend, Brother John Dale. And people say, why are you and Brother John act like you do? Because we love one another.
Amen.
We love one another. Psalms chapter 40, David said, if you want to stand and just stretch your legs for a moment. David said here in Psalms chapter 40, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. Ain't you glad today the Lord inclined?
Yeah.
Amen. And heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you. Help me tonight. Loosen me, Lord, from the fear of this flesh. Lord, from the flesh that has failed me all my days. God, I pray you'd help me tonight. Let the Spirit of God be in me, Lord, and coming out, Lord, with all might and power, God, as you help me to preach tonight. Father, thank you, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory for it. And all God's children said,
amen.
Amen. Here in this chapter, David was in a pit, and he was in a horrible pit. I got to looking at that, and I was in a pit, my friend, and the pit wasn't so bad while I was in the pit. It was after I got out of the pit and looked back at the pit, I realized how horrible it was.
Amen.
When you're lost, you're in a deep pit and you don't realize how bad it is till you get out of that pit. Amen. I caught chickens when I was going to school, and when I first started catching chickens, that chicken house smell was the worst I ever smelled. But the longer I caught chickens, I got where I could lay down in the chicken pen and go to sleep with the chickens. Because I got used to it. And that's what sin does to us. It causes us, my friend, and the longer we stay in it, the worse the stink is, but the more we got used to it. Amen. But David realized he was in a pit. You ain't going to get saved till you realize you're in a pit that you can't get out of. If David could have climbed out of the pit, my friend, he would have been glorying in himself.
Yeah.
But David didn't climb out of the pit, my friend. He asked God to get him out of the pit.
Right.
Amen. Number one, I looked at this, and my friend, I remember when I was in that pit, and I cried unto the Lord, and God came and pulled me out.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, he literally pulled me out. I thought when I got coming out of that pit, God was going to come up there with a baseball bat and pop me on the head and say, boy, I'm going to just go ahead and knock you out of your misery. I'm tired of hearing your crying. But I'm glad when I cried unto the Lord, my friend, he lifted me out of that pit. Ain't you glad, my friend, that God has a passionate lift?
Yeah.
Amen. That when he comes to you, amen. You ever tried to help somebody? My friend, to get out of a place that you really didn't want to help them get out of. That's the way we are. If it cost us something, we don't want to help them get out. But I'm glad the lovely Lord Jesus, when he came to me, my friend, he had a passionate lift for me when he got me out of that pit. He didn't scold me. He didn't tell me how sinful I was and how stupid I was. But my friend, he just loved me and brought me up out of that pit. Not only, my friend, was it a passionate lip, but it was a personal lip, my friend. I'm sure there was a lot more in the pit that day, but my friend, he was the only one that got me out. He come to where I was at, my friend. Amen. I was the only one crying that day. Hey, I had six brothers and three sisters, but God didn't get none of them out of the pit, but he got Joe Chancy. Amen. But later on, after he got me out of the pit, I seen my brothers and sisters start coming out of the pit. You know why, my friend? Because God gave me a new song. Amen. The Bible said, many shall see it and fear and come and trust the Lord. Amen. Has God, my friend, pulled you out of the pit and caused others to see what God has done for you? I'm telling you, son, if you'd have known before I got saved, Brother Sean, you wouldn't even let me preach tonight. Amen. Glory to God, my friend. But I'm telling you, my friend, hey, the ones that God has forgave the most is the one that loves God the more. Amen. That's the reason I love the Lord tonight, because I know where I was at in that pit. I know the position I was in. I know the shape I was in. I know, my friend, and God knows, but God, my friend, not only gave me a passionate lip and a personal lip, but it was a powerful lip. Nobody else could come and get me out of that pit. The good brethren couldn't get me out of the pit. The preacher couldn't get me out of the pit. The Pope couldn't get me out of the pit, my friend. I thank God, my friend, when I cried, Lord Jesus, He come and heard my cry and brought me up out of that pit. Amen. You know, why was it such a powerful lift, my friend? Because, my friend, when He took me out of that pit, He imparted unto me. I said He imparted unto me. He didn't only pardon me, but He imparted unto me the sweet Holy Ghost come on the inside. Amen. When you get out of the hog pen, my friend, God will put some clothes on you.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Amen. I ain't talking about a suit and clothes. I'm talking about the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen, my friend. Hallelujah. I'm like them old preachers said, my uncle's, uncle was on my daddy's side. He was the only preacher that was in our family until I come along. And he preached for about 35 years till he lost both his legs. And he told me one day, he said, son, has God called you to preach? I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm going to tell you, boy, when you preach, he said, leave the saving up to God.
Yes.
And he said, my friend, when somebody comes down and asks the Lord to save them, you don't have to follow them home.
Amen.
He said, they'll be back. Old George Tatum's in our church. He was an old rough, tough cowboy, and he really was a cowboy. He cowboyed all of his life. That's all he ever done, my friend, was cowboy. And he was mean. He was big and huge and had hands that looked like two baseball gloves. Old George Tatum got sick. And he got in the hospital. And I went up there to see old George Table. And I walked in the room with him. And everybody said, you better watch out for old George. He's mean. He's liable to cuss you out. I got in that room with him. And I said, George, I said, can I pray for you? He said, son, you can pray for me. I prayed for him. And I went out. And my friend went up there with the family. I was sitting around. And just a little while, I got up to leave. The Holy Ghost said, sit down, boy. I said, amen. I sat down. The Holy Ghost ever speak to you like that? About 5 minutes went by, and I got up again and started to leave. The Holy Ghost said, you need to sit down. So I sat down again. I'm telling you, my friend, about 30 minutes went by, and I got up. I said, well, I reckon I missed this thing. And I got up to leave, and about the time I got up to leave, the nurse met me at the door, and she said, old big George Tatum, he wants to see you before you leave.
Yeah.
I walked in that room, and this time, Brother George didn't ask me to pray. He said, son, he said, could you tell me how to meet God. He said, I'm going into surgery. And he said, I sat here and I got to talking and thinking about what you prayed. And he said, my. He said, something's happened to my heart. And he said, I'm scared to death to meet God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. I lie not the Holy Ghost. I climbed up in the bed. I said, I climbed up in the bed with that old big man. I put my arms around him and I hugged him up. The nurses on one side and the doctors on the other side. And I began to weep and cry, and I said, Big George, God loves you. And I said, He wants to bring you out of that old horrible pit. And old George Bob Tatum from began to cry out to God. I didn't follow him home. I didn't go to see if he don't come to church on Sunday. I said, Big George got saved. They said, how do you know? I said, he'll be at church next week when he gets out of the hospital. Here come old Big George. He's been there 15 years. He loves me to death. He's about big as this man, my friend. He'll grab at me. He'll kiss me in the mouth. He'll say, I love you, preacher. I'm telling you, my friend, when God, I said, when God brings you out of the pit, He'll make a difference in your life. Not only, my friend, was it a powerful lift, but thank God it was a permanent lift. Woo! Hey! I ain't never had to go back to the pit anymore. God, my friend, hey, when He lifted me up, He gave me a permanent lift. I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to. Son, I'm so saved, it's pathetic. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm glad when God does something, He does it eternally. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father that gave them to me is greater than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Son, it's a done deal.
Amen.
You might as well enjoy the ride, son, because you know it in heaven.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I've seen some of them kicking and screaming at like they didn't want to go. Amen. I'm not going to enjoy when I get to heaven. Brother Mike, I'm going to enjoy the ride now.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Not only that, verse 2, He pulled me up out of the horrible pit. But then what He said, He planted my feet on a solid rock.
Amen.
Not only did He pull me out, but He planted me.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's good.
I like that song. On that, standing on that rock. What's the name of it? I'm standing on the rock. Some of us changed it. If you change it, you need to change it back. It ain't no sturdy rock.
Come on.
It's a solid rock.
Yeah.
I got me a book and studied the rocks.
Yeah.
Amen. You say you study sometimes. I studied the rocks. It said, this is what it said, Brother Mike. You'll like this. It said, every rock, whether it's a little rock, whether it's a gigantic rock, or where it's stone mountain. He said them rocks is shattered and got cracks through and through. But son, that rock I'm standing on, it don't have no cracks. It don't have no fall. It's a solid rock. Praise God, my friend. That rock I stand on is the church of the living God, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Not only did He pull me out, He planted my feet, but He pointed me in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen. I got saved on Friday night. Didn't know the terminology of being saved, born again, and all that. I just know my wife told me for 7 years, Joe, if you ask the Lord to save you, He'll save you.
Come on.
That's all I knew. And that night, that Friday night, I went in backside that 1982 lamp lighter trailer. And I didn't know nothing, but I'm telling you, I was scared to death I was going to die and go to hell that night before I got home. I walked in the house and gave my wife that Michelob beer that I could not never open. I remember it to this. I wish I'd have kept it and put it on the shelf. I had drunk a case that day, but I couldn't for some reason. Every time I went to open that Michelob, I went by my nephew's and got it for, you know, just one for the road. But when I set it between my legs and I tried to pull that top, I'd go to shaking. So I set it back between my legs, Brother Mike. Go a little bit further and I try to open it again, I go to shaking. Somebody done climbed in the car with me.
Amen.
Buddy, when I got beside that 1968 lamp and cried out, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, the peace of God.
Yeah.
That I ain't never known in my life flooded my heart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I went to bed that night and I slept like a newborn baby because that's exactly what I was.
Yeah.
He pointed me. I told my wife, I said, and she didn't know nothing. I ain't told her nothing. I said, honey, I said, go to Pick and Save and buy me a black King James Bible.
Yeah.
He was already pointing me in the right direction.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
He said, I don't know what Bible to use. Well, you need to get born again.
Amen. Yeah.
I said, He pointed me in the right direction.
Yeah.
She went to town, bought me a $5 King James Bible. I read it through 7 times the first year. The pages literally fell out because it was tear stained and me begging God to show me what I needed to know.
Amen.
My preacher got up and preached on eternal security, and I'd go home and I'd tell my wife, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
He preached on it, and I'd go home and tell my wife, I said, I don't believe that. Boy, I turned over to John one night and he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yeah.
I said, God, please help me with this thing.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I turned to John chapter 10 when Jesus walked out and stood up on Solomon's porch. The Jews began to gather around him. He said, if thou be the Christ, tell me plainly. And then Jesus said this. He said, what did he say? He said, because you believe not. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And I give them eternal life. Yeah. They shall never perish.
Amen.
Son of the light, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Doubted again
yeah.
about losing my salvation.
Amen.
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 Not only did he point me, but he put a new song in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, a song is what comes out of the heart.
Yeah. Amen.
It's not what's put in the heart.
Yeah.
Come on. That's right.
You understand that? God gives people songs.
Right.
When does the songs come? They come in the night.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when songs are birthed in a man's
yes.
heart when they come
Amen.
In the night. The songs came after I got saved and after I started facing some troubles in my life.
Yeah.
God would always give me a song in the night.
Amen. Yeah.
I want you to look here with me. He said he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust the Lord. He polished me for the souls of others. When you get saved, God has to polish you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I used to drag race. I'd win a trophy. I'd always keep that trophy polished and set on the shelf.
Amen.
Why? I wanted somebody else to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll
yeah.
polish you.
Yeah.
He'll start taking things away.
Amen.
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 He don't do it all at one time. He's not like the independent Baptist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on.
I've been sitting around some independent Baptist, you know, and you just get saved, and if you didn't put on a three-piece suit the next
Come
day
on.
And cut your hair, you was a heathen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Huh?
Amen.
I love you, brother. I love your overalls.
Amen.
Only reason I wear this get up because it's demanded
yeah.
of the brethren. Y'all do know homosexuals made these.
Yeah, amen. Come on.
Check it out.
You're right.
You say, what's the outhouse got to do with this thing?
Come on.
Where'd you get that message from the outhouse to the church house? How many ever wanted to do what their daddy done?
Come on.
I love my daddy. I followed him.
Yeah.
I went fishing with him every day. My daddy loved for me to go fishing with him.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me how to fish.
Yeah.
Brother John's talking about his daddy today, and that's all he could talk about, his daddy. His daddy died at 42. He said, my daddy taught me how to work.
Amen.
My daddy taught me how to work.
Amen.
Yeah. My daddy taught me how to fish.
Yeah.
My daddy taught me how to be a man.
Amen. Yeah.
My daddy taught me to respect my elders. Buddy, if you were 6 months older than me and I didn't say, yes, sir, I'd feel the big hand.
Amen.
You ever know what the big hand was?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Oh, the big foot. My dad didn't play. He taught me to respect not only my elders, but he taught me to respect the father. He said, are you working with a man? He said, that's your boss. He said, he pays you for 8 hours, you give him 8 hours work.
Amen.
He said, if you don't give that man 8 hours work, he said, you have robbed that man.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Sir.
We had an outdoor toilet. How many knows what that is?
Amen.
Come on now. I know some of you are pretty old out here.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of the outdoor toilet. Thank God you did have a toilet. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm.
In our outdoor toilet, Brother Sean, we had them big holes. And we had them little hoes.
Yeah.
Daddy says, son, don't get on the big hole. He said, that's where me and your mama sit. He said, you youngins sit on that little hole. I wanted to be like Daddy. My daddy wore overhauls. I wore overhauls. Daddy'd go to the outdoor toilet. He'd get on the big hole, and I'd watch him how he'd pull his galluses off, and I wanted to be like Daddy. So I got on the big hole one day. I was sitting there, because the big hole was so big, I was sitting there with my hands on each side of it to keep from falling in. Well, I forgot about the hole was so big that I turned my hands loose. Down in the big hole I went. You're talking about a horrible pit.
Yeah.
Down in the big hole I went.
Yeah.
Hey, when I went down, I caught the edge of that seat, and I held on for dear life. And I hollered just as loud as I could.
Yeah.
Come on. Daddy! Yeah. And I was holding on just as hard as I could. Daddy! Daddy didn't come. I hollered again. Daddy! My hand slipped. Down I went. But all of a sudden, never seen Daddy, but I felt that big hand.
Yeah.
Son, he snatched me up out of that big hole.
Yeah.
He held me off like that, and he began to shake me.
Come on.
He towed me out across the yard. My mom was named Josie. He said, Josie, come get him. Mama come got me. She took me to the house, and we had a big back porch and had a thing out there with a hand pump. And Daddy, Mama set me on that thing, and she got that old lye soap.
Yeah.
How many know what lye soap is?
Yeah.
Son, she began to wash me and clean me up. She'd roll that wash rag up and run it through one ear and out the other, and just pull it. She cleaned me up. Glory to God. I smelled like a brand new baby. She put some powders on me. She said, don't my little boy smell much better now?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, Mama, thank you for washing me up.
Yeah.
I was so happy that Mama washed me up, put me on a brand new pair of little bib overalls, and
amen.
I was looking like Daddy again.
Yeah.
Amen.
April the 30th, 1982, I was on that big hole of sin.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
I said I was on that big hole of sin.
Yeah.
I held on long as I could.
Yeah.
I said I held on long as I could. In the record, I slipped.
Yeah.
But, buddy, about the time I slipped, I started crying out, Father!
Amen.
Father!
Yeah.
Father! Son, I felt that big hand from another world come down and grab me by the bib and overhaul. He pulled me up out of that pit. He threw me out across the grass. He said, Holy Ghost, clean him up. I'm telling you, my friend, if you're here tonight and you're on that big hole and you feel your feet are slipping, you feel your hands are going down, just cry out, Father, Father, I guarantee you, son, the Holy Ghost of God will come and pull you up out of that pit and clean you, my friend, and put a new song in your mouth, even praise the Lord God and meet himself to you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That's how I got out of the outhouse. Put me in the church house.
Yeah, amen. 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 Yeah.
32 years ago. 32 years ago. I ain't never forgot it.
Yeah.
People said, you ought not to remember them times. If you forget them times.
Yeah.
If you forget them times.
Yeah, amen.
That's the reason you lost your praise.
Come on.
That's the reason you lost your sound.
Yeah.
I looked over back here a while ago and I said, Brother Mike, look over there. That old sister, I seen the tears rolling. Directly, I seen her come up. She ain't never forgot where God brought her from.
Yeah.
I said she ain't never forgot.
Amen.
You said when I get that old, I'll shout too. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. She knows the pit she was in.
Yeah.
She knows when God came, God.
Amen.
She knows when God brought her out.
Yeah.
She knows when God done for her, my friend. And when you forget what God done for you.
Amen.
God prevented us to glory saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My friend, all the glory we can do tonight is because of that cross, my friend. And because of that cross, hey, Jesus, my friend, when they put him on that cross, he was suspended between heaven and earth.
Right.
He is the Son of Man, but he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
And my friend, he was man enough to reach down and catch old Joe Chancy by the hand. He was God enough to reach up to heaven.
Yeah.
And my friend, reconcile me back to God because he is a God-man. He's the God man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you had the pit, brother?
Amen.
Come on, Brother Sean. You're in that pit tonight. The Lord would love to get you out. You know the reason you ain't out of the pit? This is profound now. I'm going to give it to you. This is real profound. The reason you ain't out of the pit, because God ain't never heard your cry.
Amen.
God ain't never heard your cry. Son, that night, I wasn't no prayer warrior at all. Matter of fact, I didn't know nothing but this one thing. Lord Jesus, my wife said, if I'd ask you to save me, you say.
Amen, preacher.
I went on the word.
Yeah.
I went on the word of another. But she went on the word of God.
Yeah.
That night, that feeble prayer, that simple little prayer, Lord, my wife said, if I'd ask you to save me, can I tell you what happened that night? Holy Ghost of God. He took that little old simple prayer. And he ushered it up to the throne room of glory. He looked over there and God the Father, and he handed him that little old prayer. He said, Father, Joe Chancy's wanting to get saved.
Yeah.
The Father looked over at the Son seated on the right hand of God. And he said, Son, because of what you did on Calvary, he said, I'm going to save that old boy.
Yeah. Amen.
He handed that note back to the Holy Ghost. He said, you go back and tell that old boy that I saved him. Some of the news comes from that other world. Woo! Hey, I said when that news came from that other world. That's the reason I laid down that night and slept like a baby.
Yeah.
I've never known peace like that, son, I'm telling you. There was something that come in me that was supernatural that I never thought I could ever feel.
Yeah.
I tried to find it in the whiskey bottle. I tried to find it in the bar rooms. I tried to find it in a drag car. I tried to find it in a fishing boat. I tried to find it in working hard and making money. But my friend, where I found peace is when I said, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody can say peace like him.
Amen.
There ain't nobody can say peace like him.
Yeah.
Oh, when he said, peace be still.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
You say, preacher, I'm saved, but I'm going through some rough times. Why don't you come to this old altar and say, Lord, speak peace to my heart again. Brother Don, you're going through some hard times, and I've been praying for you, and I love you, son. But let me tell you something. Every one of us in here is in the same boat.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody can speak peace like him. Nobody can speak peace like him. If you're here tonight and you ain't saved, he'll give you peace. But if you're here saved tonight and you're going through a hard time, God will give you some peace. They had sense enough in that storm. One of them said, where's the Lord? He said, he's in the bottom of the boat. They cried out and Jesus came. Come tonight.
God sent his son to die for you on the rugged tree. so you could live. He'll give you life. He'll give you peace inside when no one else is there. No one else cares. He wants you. Sometimes you look all around and see everybody just doing what
to somebody tonight and tell them how much you love them.
So you can live.
I don't know nobody's name here. I told this old boy, I said, I sure do love you. I'm glad God put us together this week. There's a lot of folks hurting tonight. They just, my wife, we've been married 44 years. She said, you ain't told me you love you in a while. She just loves to hear me say it. She knows I love her. She just, something about telling her. Won't you go to someone and tell them you love them tonight? Why don't you express that love more than words? Tell somebody you love them tonight. If you're here tonight, I love you. Holy Ghost, bear me witness. I love you tonight. Listen to me tonight. I was in a bad way. I went to Brother John's camp meeting. I'll never forget this, Brother Sean. Brother John picked me out through the Holy Ghost and pulled his finger at me and said, God loves you, boy. And son, there's something running through me that way. I needed to hear that. Brother Sean, you've been in some bad places, but don't you just want somebody to tell you you love you? Tell about somebody you love them tonight. Tell somebody you'll be praying for. The Bible said, share you one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ. I love you, big man.
Yeah.
drunk on the street. The rich in the palaces, the poor and the poor,
yes.
And the mean of the free, well, they all have a soul in need of salvation.
Ready?
I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets him free.
Certainly enjoyed sitting in here tonight and listening to these men feed our souls. What a blessing. that they have been. Now pray. I know Brother Dusty has got to head back. Is he already head? There he is. He's got to head back to Hickory tonight. And that's about a 3-hour ride. So pray him down the road if you would. Pray Brother Chris. I can't talk him and his wife into staying. We've tried and tried and tried. And but anyhow, we'll cover him in prayer. They've probably got a 5.5, 6, maybe 6 if he drags his feet, hour ride tonight. And she's got to go to work in the morning. And so pray them down the road. I reckon they enjoyed it so much they just waited till the last possible minute to slip out and go on down the road. Praise God. And he's been a tremendous help to this meeting. And she's been a tremendous help back in the kitchen. And I thank them for being with us tonight. Amen. I know Brother Gary Hunt's rolling out tonight or in the morning. You told me, but in the morning. And so pray for them. They'll go down the road. Brother Joe and Brother John Dale will head down the road in the morning. Pray for them. They have all the way down to South Georgia. Brother Joe has. And so pray for them. I thank them, these two men, for coming and just helping us in this meeting and feeding us out of the Word of God. It's a humbling thing that they'd come. If you're in the Steiner Bell building tomorrow, if you want to stay, you're welcome to, but I have to move you to another place. And so don't come see me. See Sister KK, and she'll get you in a different place. We lose that building tomorrow to another group. But thank God they've already promised me from here on out I get that building as long as I want to have this camp meeting on these grounds. And so they've cleared it from here on out. And so, but anyhow, thank the Lord we had it for this much of the week. If you don't have a place to stay and you need a place tonight, see Sister KK. She'll take care of that for you. There'll be other folks coming in tomorrow, and some folks out of Sweetwater, some folks out of Powell and other places. And so we're looking forward to what God's going to do tomorrow. If you haven't been around, that big red building, they call that the Youth Lodge, and that's where we're going to go hang out. Has it got real cold yet? It's supposed to get down to 30s tonight. Anyhow, we're going to crank a fire up in there tonight. And if the kids want a bonfire, we're going to make the bonfire. We got marshmallows to roast, and my daughters have some concession things that you can get from them. And so anyhow, let's just fellowship together. You notice we're out early. We've not run this meeting to wear you out. But we want you to come up here and get some spiritual food and then get some physical rest and some help that way as well. So you ain't got to run off to bed. We just spend some time fellowshipping together. In the morning, breakfast is at 8 o'clock. We crank up the service, crank up the music at 9. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do tomorrow in this place. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. Brother David is rolling out tonight in the morning. Pray for Brother Frazier. If I missed anybody else, I need to call out to you. He'll be driving tonight or in the morning. All right. Praise God. Remember these folks in prayer. And y'all don't forget to put this on your calendar again for next year. Amen. All right. Let's close in a word of prayer tonight. And I'm going to ask my good friend, my counselor, and my helper, Brother Gene Googe, if he would close the meeting out tonight.
Lord, may the heavens be open.